Well, the thought that the Lord gave me is God Almighty. And I put a three because we've been, this is the third message that the Lord has given me on God Almighty. This time, it is the strength of my life. So when we think of God Almighty, we know that He's God of the universe. We know that He made the worlds and all that's therein. He made us. And He has all power. He's not limited. You know, I'm limited. My strength just goes so far. Your strength goes so far. Is there anybody in here think they could pick up a car? Nobody. I don't even see one hand. That means we're limited. But God is not limited. His power, His ability, His wisdom, He's got it all. So if we need help, we can go to Him and He can help us. Now, when we live for God, He wants us to be strong. He wants to strengthen us. So we might feel very weak, like we can't hardly do anything. But God is not weak, and He wants us to be strong. I need a reader. Psalms 27:1. Read the first verse. And read it. If you read it loud. 27:1.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Okay, that's it. The Lord is my light and my salvation. He's my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? You know, I told you all before, I'm kind of natural born fearful. Well, I don't know if I was born that way. I might have learned it, but a fearful kind of person. But you know, I found the Lord has blessed me many times and given me strength and helped me in areas that I couldn't naturally do. It's just not my nature. And so the Lord is my light and my salvation. My light. He gives me the way to go. I don't have to grope in darkness and walk around not knowing what to do and how to deal with life, because He is my light and my salvation. I've given my heart to God. I've opened my heart up for Him to come in there. So He's my salvation. It says, whom shall I fear? Sometimes we have different things and different people and different situations that we can have fear that makes us fearful. Maybe you might be afraid of a certain person. You feel like they are a bully. There are bullies, you know. And you can be afraid of them, but David said, whom shall I fear? It's like, I'm not going to fear anybody. We don't have to fear because we have God Almighty. So He's, and it says, He is the strength of my life. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When we belong to God, we have a privilege. Many privileges we can have. You know, if you are a clay, or you live, belong to me, I'm going to take care of you, right? When you go in my house, you want to go in the refrigerator because you're hungry? You have that privilege, right? I'm not going to say don't go in my refrigerator. You belong to me. Why would I tell you that? The same with the Lord. If we belong to Him, we got privileges. He's going to strengthen us. He's going to help us. We can call upon Him. We can depend on Him. He's going to supply all our needs. I don't want a hungry person in my house. I want them to feel free, and I want them to eat. I want them to be satisfied. Yesterday, we had some young people over, and some of them went for time to eat. Some of them went and got their plate and started eating, and some of them sitting back and not eating. And I talked to them, and I said, when you come to Sister Clay's house, Sister Clay likes for you to eat. I like for people to eat. I like them to feel free to eat. Those boys got up and they went in there and I say, do you like chips? I'm trying to think of something they might like. They got up, they got chips, they got food or whatever they wanted. They felt free. The same way with the Lord. When you give your heart to the Lord, that's the most joyful life you can live because you got the powerful God Almighty on your side, and He's there to supply all your needs, whatever they are. If you feel down, sometimes you might feel down, you might feel depressed. You don't have to be, because you got God Almighty. Take it to Him. He'll lift your spirit. One scripture says, He said, in Isaiah, He said He came to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captain, the opening captives, the opening of the prison to them that are bound. He came to give the oil of joy for mourning, the spirit of, he transforms us. He gives us beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. He gives us this. We have a privilege. Let's tap into this privilege. When we get saved, and when we give our heart to the Lord, we get saved. We can say, I'm saved. And when you say, you got all these blessings that the Lord wants to pour on you. He's kind of like a, you know how some people are spoiled. Their parents love them so much, they give them all this stuff. Well, I kind of think we're spoiled because the Lord just gives us all kinds of things. He's just there with us. And sometimes He holds back some things and don't give us. But you know what? He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He's right there to supply all our needs. And He's going to fortify us daily, and He's going to enable us to face the challenges of life. One of the worst challenges that I had to face was when I lost my daughter. I lost my mother. I was really down. But the Lord said, let me heal you. I opened my heart, and He healed me. And I was able to go on with life. Then I lost my husband. Same thing. I had to open my heart and let Him heal me. And then I could go on with life. But then when I lost my daughter, she was 34 years old. She had two kids, and the youngest was only three. That pain went very deep. But you know what? The Lord enabled me to meet that challenge. One day I was so grieved because her husband was talking to me and he was saying things. He kind of was blaming her death on her friend, which I don't know if he can do that, but he was. He felt like she had this surgery. She wouldn't have had that surgery if the friend hadn't had one and encouraged her, you know, it was sleep. So anyway, he's telling me all this, and I got the two little girls with me. I said, it's painful. And he just kept talking. I don't guess he understood what I meant. That's painful, what he was saying. And I couldn't break down in front of the girls because I didn't want to hurt them, make them start crying. So I thought, you know, Sister Baxter and I are real close, so I'm thinking, I need to call Sister Baxter. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, I am carrying you. What? a strength he gave me in that moment. He lifted my spirit. He helped me to go on. I'm carrying you. And to this very day, she died 5 years, almost 6 years ago, 2020. But to this very day, I held that comfort. I can look back. The Lord told me he was carrying me. He's willing to carry us and help us and strengthen us and encourage us. He is the strength of my life. And without him, I would have no strength. I'd be faint-hearted, depressed. Because when things go bad, it'll make you depressed many times. But with God, we don't have to be depressed. If we have him in our heart, we can say, get away from me, Satan. We can stand firm on his promises. Let's go. Let's read on in Psalms 27. I want you to read verses 2 now, all the way to 14. This psalm is my life's scripture. It's what I stand on. It's what inspires me and encourages me when things are not going good.
When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
Can you stop just a minute? Do you see how he's the strength of my life? One thing have I desired of the Lord. I tell you, all the desires you have, maybe a new car, a new house, a new this, a new that, doesn't compare with this desire. Because this helps to give me strength for my life. I can have a beautiful car, a beautiful house. I can have all these things, but it will not strengthen my life. I will still have to deal with life. And life, if I don't have the Lord for my strength, then I am subjecting myself to the enemy's attacks. He'll attack your mind. You can be going just as good, and the devil put a thought in your mind that make you feel down. But when I have the Lord, I can be lifted up. I can tell him, no, God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Read on.
For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord.
Stop just a minute. I can lift my head upon above my enemy. The biggest enemy we have is the devil himself. We don't need to look so much at other people as our enemies. Yes, some of them are. But the devil himself will use those people to get to you. So the root of it is the devil. And we can lift our head above him when we are feeling all these things are coming to us, the attacks of depression, grief, all of these things. We can lift our head above it. Read on.
Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, but not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, forsake me, O God of my salvation.
Okay. So I can go to him. I can say, when he says, seek me, my face, I go to him and seek his face. Lord, what should I do? Lord, how do I handle this problem? Lord, I need your strength. This is hurting my heart. We can seek his face and we can go to him and he won't leave us. He said, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. And he won't forsake us because he promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Read on.
When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up.
Okay. Even the very person that taught you the right way, your father and your mother, when they forsake me, I don't look at this as they're walking off and leaving me by myself. They're going on to heaven, going on in their grave. They're not here any longer. But when my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Even if the Lord take them and they're gone, we still have God. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. The very one that brought me into this world, the very one that taught me the right way, the very one that gave me my values and ways to think on life, they're gone. But then the Lord will take me up. Read on, please.
Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in the clean path because of my enemies. Deliver me not unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breed out cruelty.
Just a minute. Sometimes we have people that will act like they're your friend, but they're your enemy. They're trying to get you to do something wrong. Have you ever had anybody try to convince you to do something that's terrible? They say they're your friend. That's not your friend. That's your enemy. And he said, deliver me not over to the will of my enemy. God is there to teach us and to protect us from being trapped by our enemy that wants to destroy us. The devil will use somebody to try to get you to do the wrong thing, knowing you're going to get in trouble. And then you, if you don't have the Lord, you'll fall into those traps. But when you have the Lord, he'll keep you from those traps. And so we can say, deliver me not over to the will of my enemy. And those that false witnesses that breathe out cruelty, they have cruel ways and cruel things they're trying to trap you up in. If a drug dealer, for instance, come and offer you drugs, don't take it. That's a trap. That's a trap. If somebody offers you alcohol, this is a trap. Somebody say, just take a little bit of this, it's a trap. But God is our refuge and strength. God will help us and keep us from being ensnared by our enemy. Read on.
I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Just a minute. I had fainted. I would have just fallen prey to the enemy. I would have just been destroyed. Unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I have confidence in the Lord. And that kept me from fainting. That kept me from being ensnared. Read on.
Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
You wait on the Lord. You be of good courage. He is going to give us strength. And that strength is spiritual strength. It's not that he's going to give me some muscles and I can come and pick this chair up over my head. That's not the strength he gives. It's the strength that helps me to live right and do the right thing. God does that. Now let's go to Isaiah 12 and 2. We want to expedite time, so I want somebody to get this quickly.
Isaiah 12 and 2 said, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation."
It all works together. When we repent of our sins and we get saved, He is become our salvation. He is going to help us in every troubled time, in every time of need. We can look to Him. When things go wrong, we can get on our knees, we can pray, and we can ask Him, and He will give us strength and see us through. He won't forsake us. He'll be right there with us. Exodus 15 and 2.
Exodus 15 and 2 says, "The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare Him an habitation. My Father's God, and I will exalt Him."
My Father's God. And I can say also my mother's God. And now He's my God. And He's my salvation. You know, my mother was saved. My dad got saved too, but he got saved on and off. He, you know, be saving them. Before he died, though, he was saved. Truly, truly saved. But when I think about the same God that my parents trusted in is mine. Isn't that a blessing? They believed in God. They lived for Him. And now He's mine. I got the same one. What a privilege. That song said, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. What a privilege to have this same God as our strength. Just like He strengthened them, particularly my mother a lot, and then my dad along the last, He strengthens me. Psalms 28 and 7. The Lord has many ways, various means of giving us strength. And we need to take advantage of it. He wants us to have strength to help us in the hard times. Times when maybe, like I was talking about, grief times. Maybe times when it looked like you had a friend. Have you ever had a person that you really thought they were your friend, and then they just left, and they no longer your friend? That's painful, isn't it? But the Lord will give you strength in those kind of times.
Psalms 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise Him.
Do you know in several of these scriptures, it says something about singing? With my song, we can sing. You know, my voice is not so good. I try to sing, but you notice you don't see me trying to get up here and sing. But I have a song in my heart when I'm driving, when I'm walking around, or when I'm at home. But the little bit of good singing I will do it at home. I do sing in church, but it's my song. That song comes from within. Some people have wondered why we don't use instruments, but in the New Testament, they didn't use instruments. In the Old Testament, they did. Our heart becomes the instrument. We can sing in our heart. You know, it's okay to play a piano and stuff like that, but when you're worshiping the Lord, sing from your heart. A scripture say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. My song would be more like a joyful noise, but it comes from the heart. So when the Lord is our strength, he's going to put a song in our heart, and he makes us happy. He makes us joyful. It's a wonderful experience to be saved. Nehemiah 8:10. Sister Carter last night told me if I could had to get saved all over again, I would do it. Because what she mean, it's so wonderful to be saved. I feel like I could do a second round of this, in other words. That's what salvation is like. It's happiness. It's joyfulness. It's peace. It's love. You know, when I say, I give my love to all of you, that's what the Lord does. He puts love in your heart. You know, a person is saved. If a person walks around and they say they're saved and they're being mean and they're being not nice, they need to go and pray. Because salvation makes you happy and it gives you love for everybody. You don't look at one person and love them and look at another and don't love them. That don't work. Salvation makes you love everybody. There's a song that says, give me that old time religion. Makes me love everybody. Have you heard that song? That's an old song. But it does. That's what it does. That called Nehemiah 8:10.
Says, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portion unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, but the joy of the Lord is your strength.
See that? The joy of the Lord. That's what you get out of this. Joy. He will, when you walk around with joy, he's going to give you strength. You walk around all mad and angry at the world, you're not going to be strong. But when you have the joy of the Lord, you're able to face whatever comes your way. Now I want to go to Ephesians 4:10, because I want us to see how that God gives us strength through his Holy Spirit. When we have given our heart to the Lord, he gives us strength. We can ask him and we can go to him and pray and he will give us strength. If we feel faint-hearted, or if we feel weak, go to the Lord in prayer and ask him. For instance, if you've had a habit of alcoholic habit, and you begin to be around somebody that's telling you, come on, it won't hurt you to drink a little alcohol, and you're trying to stop, you gave your heart to the Lord, you don't want to do it, what can you do? You can fall on your knees and ask the Lord. Or if you're around other people, you may not want to fall on your knees, but you can ask him, Lord, give me strength. And he'll do it. He'll do it. Give me strength. Read.
Ephesians 4:10 says, he that ascended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things.
I don't think you have Ephesians 6:10.
Oh,
that was my mistake. I said 4:6-10.
6:10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Be strong in the Lord. That scripture lets me know the Lord wants strong people. He don't want us weaklings. Just giving in to everything. Somebody said, say something about me, woe is me, I'm all down, my head is down. He doesn't want that. He wants us strong, not let everything affect us. Some people, they are so sensitive, they wear their feelings on their sleeve, so to speak, and if you bump them up to them, on it's like they fall down. They're all down in the dumps. Let's don't be like that. The Lord wants us to be strong. If somebody says something about you and you don't like it, take it to the Lord in prayer and be strong. Don't let it get the best of you. Resist the devil. That's what he wants. He wants you crushed down, but be lifted up. Don't let the devil do that to us. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. This is an almighty God. He has all power. And he wants us to have. He wants to put some of that power on us. In Acts 1 and 8, it says, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. He wants to put his spirit, when you get saved, you're not going to put his spirit in anybody that's not living right. If they're not living right, whatever spirit they say they got is not of God. Because you must be a clean vessel for him to put his spirit in. But when we ask and he put his spirit in you, he's going to give you power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Read on. Read 6 and 11. Go on.
Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Stop just a minute. When I give my heart to the Lord and I go to him to be sanctified, to be filled with his spirit, I've lived a clean and righteous life. I can come back to the altar. I can tell the Lord, I'm giving my life to you. I want you to please fill me with your spirit. He'll do that. And when we do that, we have on what is called the whole armor of God. You know, a soldier does not go to war unprepared. He has armor on. He has things to protect him. He has a helmet. Back in the day, they had breastplate. They had a helmet. They had a shield. They had all this to fight with. Well, the Lord gives us those same kind of spiritual armor. And we're able to fight against the devil. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Read on.
But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
That's what we're fighting. We're not fighting a literal physical battle. We're fighting a spiritual battle against the devil himself that will attack us. Read some of that armor.
Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore.
Okay, stop just a minute. Once we get that armor on us, stand. Don't cower down. Don't let the devil railroad us. Stand. Hold your head up. Stand against the enemy and all his tricks and all his attacks. Read on.
Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
Okay, stop. Your loins girt about truth. What is truth? The Bible says thy word is truth. We can fight against the devil by using the word of God. Jesus did it. We can do it too. But if you don't read the word of God, how are you going to fight? If you get saved, you need to have a Bible. And then when you have a Bible, don't just lay it on the dresser, on the shelf. Open it up, read it. Know what the Bible says and obey it. So when the devil says, I'm going to get you through this, you're not going to make it, you say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That's scripture. That's the word of God. And we must have it on. What else do we need?
And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Okay, your feet, your shoes, right? You put your shod, you don't put shoes on. When you are walking and talking and trying to help somebody else, you got to have the gospel. You're going to have the truth of the word of God to help other people. People come to you. Have you ever had someone come to you and ask you, I have a problem. What do you think I ought to do? Do you know what you have to tell them, take to them? Thus says the word of God. The gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Read on.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
So when the devil comes along and he tries to knock you down, lift up the shield of faith. You know what a shield does? It protects you, right? If somebody was getting ready to throw something at me, I could do this to keep it from hitting me. That's what a shield does. Shield of faith. I can have faith in God. I know. Devil will come and tell you, you didn't get saved. You went down to that altar. You told you, you're not no saint. You're not saved. You can lift up the shield of faith and say, yes, I am. I repented of my sin. I did all I could. I'm saved. All right. Read on.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
You must be saved in order to take advantage of all these blessings. The Lord will be your strength if you are saved. That's the helmet of salvation. And the devil can't take you down when you have the Lord on your side. Pray for me.